Hello and welcome back to the Gridiron Gentlemen podcast. We are here to talk about the next eight in our series of deep dives as we work our way through our power rankings. We're going 16 to 9. Almost nice, not quite. We're going to work through these teams that are trying to be relevant. This list was called Are You Blind? Release the Garrison. I can't remember the next line from Rogue One. Deploy the garrison. Good Lord,
Deploy
that
the
makes more
garrison.
sense. It's been a week, as you will decided last time. So these teams are good teams. To do this, we have Phil. Phil, how's it going?
Very good. Thank you, Daniel. How are you?
Can't complain. And we have Josh. Josh, how's it going?
Excellent. College football starts officially this weekend. Some
Well,
right good games, and it's free on
you're not
Dazzy.
including the Dublin games.
Hence, I said officially, week one.
Right. I am very excited, including tonight. And better news, DAZN is showing a load of the college football, which is
Yep,
really, really good news.
good for free as well for the first few weeks anyway, and so we can see if the quality of the coverage is good enough to justify paying them after that. But it's basically for anyone who doesn't know, it's got all the SEC, ACC games. So any home game involving either of those two teams, basically it's the ESPN package. They do not have the Fox package, so no Big Ten.
But College Game Day is going to be on as well on Saturday.
Yeah, which is an ESPN show, so it makes sense.
Absolutely brilliant. Yeah.
And for anyone, it's the coach's last ever one. He's doing week one to finish up Lee Corso. I think he's doing it for 35 years.
That's crazy, isn't it? Fair
So it's his
play.
last ever one.
And while we're at it as well, some further good news. We're going to be getting free football on terrestrial TV. Channel 5 are going to be showing a 6 o'clock game and a 9 o'clock game every week. And the Super Bowl. So, like, if you haven't got anything, you haven't got any way of watching football, you get to watch a free game every week with the
Know
host.
how they're picking it? Have they announced? Do they get
No
first
idea.
choice? Are Sky still doing their blackout game on Game Pass,
And I
etc.? Do we
wonder if
know?
five will probably be a blackout game as well.
Yeah.
So my old VPN's going to come in handy for this one, I think. But
Yeah, I was sitting. Luckily, the Jets don't really get picked for it very often. It's the national game, so it's the one benefit of being absolutely shit.
three hosts are going to be Dermot O'Leary, OCU Manurora, and Samantha Quek. Is that how you pronounce her name?
Yes.
Yeah.
She's really good, actually.
I
I
think
don't know
she's
if
good.
it's.
She gets a lot of hate. Oh, I
Yeah.
know why, because she's a lady.
I thought it was because she was a scouse, but okay.
No, that's why they call her homeless.
Fucking hell. Anyway,
I'm glad
I've
we
seen her.
didn't
There's
end
no way
away
that
with
girl's homeless.
it. She's like the British Kay Adams. I'm Glaswegian. I can do the Scouser jokes because we get the exact same as them. Does Dermot O'Leary, has he got anything NFL? Like, where's that came
He
from?
used to play American football.
Did he? Like, that's what's
Yeah,
because I know Sam Quick was really into it, and she did a lot of the Sky coverage as like the celebrity guests, and she went to all the events and that. But
Sky still got the coverage, right?
see, they hadn't announced it, but this happened last year as well, where they announced it like a week before the season. So I don't know.
Interesting.
I usually just get Game Pass anyway because it's the only way to watch the Jets.
It's the only real way of watching it. Yeah, absolutely. I completely agree.
And you get the game in 40 to watch the rest of the games, which is good, although it was terrible last year.
It was. The coach tape's pretty good, though, as well, if you want to like go in deep on
No,
it. So, yeah.
turn
Right. I think that's all of the news, apart from like what we discussed in the previous pod, anyway. So,
excuse me.
is there more news?
The biggest news on planet Earth.
Which
Yeah, he
is?
wants to talk about this.
Go on then.
T-Swizzle and Travis Kelce.
Oh my
Come
God,
on.
how did I miss that? Taylor Swift is engaged to Travis Kelce. My favorite part of this is that he 100% would have proposed to her if they'd have won the Super Bowl.
Unless she was still touring at that point, wouldn't she?
She was there, though.
I do find it funny though, the amount of people that are online hating him and saying that he needs to start focusing on football. It was dreadful last year and that. And I was like, He's just made 500 million. He's a stay-at-home house husband now, and he's going to be glad of it.
Yeah.
I don't know.
He doesn't care. He does
His
not care.
12 million a year football salary is not really relevant anymore, is it?
No.
No.
And you know what?
Good for him.
Fair play to him.
100%.
Yeah.
She seems like a genuinely nice person.
I don't know about that. I'm not sure.
I don't know. Every interview I see her in, like when she went on the podcast with him and Jason, she seemed nice.
That's the first time she's ever done it, anything long term. I don't know. Even if she's not, like, that's what it is.
He seems like a good million. Dude. He's a dickhead when he's on the field, but he seems like a dickhead when he's off it.
Yeah, I will always defend people who are dickheads on the field because I'm a dickhead when I play sports.
No,
I'm
but
awful.
Then I will always defend.
Level, isn't it? No offense, but
yeah, that's true. But I don't think he's ever called a referee a cunt to his face. So, and I fucking have.
We had a go in with Andy Reid, remember? It takes a lot to get Big Red to look like that.
Yeah. I don't know.
I don't care about on-field dickheads.
I'm fine with him being an on-field dickhead, but I'm also fine with me being able to laugh at him if it all goes horrendously wrong for him as well.
Mm-hmm. But that's kind of it. And again, it's kind of like I said on the other pod, it's the best thing with sports. If you say stuff, you need to back it up and we'll all find out. But
find out.
Has 12 million a year tight end salary is not really relevant anymore, is it? Let's be honest.
That's his pocket money now.
That's our bacon money for our homemade sourdough bread.
What are you going to spend your pocket money on, Travis? Stickers. Nice.
She's bought her records back for like $300 million. I don't think they need to focus on his football career much. Not to mention, he's also a first ballot Hall of Famer, top three in his position all time already.
He's got three Super Bowls.
I think he's also only like 12 months younger than Gronk. It's a position that you tend not to age well in at the best of times. So, preparing for life after it, I don't really blame him.
Playing tight ends is not good for the knees, no.
No.
Oof.
Now Gronk probably ended earlier because he played it much more like a traditional tight end.
Yeah,
he actually did blocking. Travis will admit he did not spend much time blocking.
Also, Gronk is basically just an upside down triangle. So, that's not good on the old knees, the joints. So, yeah. Right then, 16-9.
Mm-hmm.
Are you blind to play the Garrison? These are the teams that are on the cusp of making the playoffs and will be jostling for position in the wild cards most likely.
Yes.
Starting then at number 16 with the Seattle Seahawks. Phil, how are you feeling about your team this year?
I think 16 feels about right.
Me too.
It feels about right. There's definite talent. There's, you know, we've got the promise that last year we looked pretty good. We just lost a couple of games we probably shouldn't, which cost us, you know, a playoff berth. But we look okay. I'm not 100% on Sam Darnold. I don't know whether that was just the Minnesota thing or whether that was, you know, whether that's the Sam Darnold we're going to get, because I don't think our line, I mean, his line didn't look good towards the end of the season, which is when he started to look a bit like the old Sam Darnold again.
Mm-hmm.
And Moss, I think we have improved the line. Gray Zabel's looked good in the preseason. Now, it is just preseason, but he has looked pretty good. So I am hopeful that we're going to get good Sam Darnold. And
just,
if we
just
do...
To interrupt quickly, when they do the Senior Bowl adverts next year, I hope it's just Gray Zabel. Like, showing, here's why the Senior Bowl is important. This guy. There you go.
Yeah.
Sorry, carry on.
Yeah. No, that's fine. Yeah, I'm hopeful, but it's tempered by the possibility Darnold has tempered. You know, it made me sad because he traded Geno, and I didn't like that, and that made me very, very upset because it happened whilst we were recording, and I got a bit distraught because I love Geno.
What would be a good season for Sam Darnold? Like, what if I did give you a stat line that you'd go, right, I'm comfortable, we're going to be good this year.
I'm not saying he has to be as good as he was last year.
50
He's not.
touchdowns,
I don't.
5,500 yards.
I don't think he's going to be as good as last year.
No.
If that's your minimum target, you're in trouble.
If he could get us close to 4,000 yards and sort of keep the interceptions down to
A
a fairly low number.
lot of it for him, I've always found is, well, back the Jets days, and I've watched them since, is don't take stupid sacks.
Yeah, that'd
Just
be
throw it
good.
away. It's fine to
Just
just throw it
yeah.
away.
Well,
Don't.
yeah, I mean, we've got two receivers in Cooper Kupp and Smith and Jigba who are both basically slot
Oh,
guys.
love Smith and Jigba.
Me too.
Oh, me too. Absolutely adore him. And they're the kind of guys that do get you quick outlet passes, which is good. That's what you want. You don't want Sam Darnold to be standing there for too long holding the ball. Because, as you point out, he'll hold it forever and take a sack 10 yards further back than he should have done.
You also don't want them thrown over the middle too much, though.
No, that's a problem.
No.
If your best receivers are all going to be over the middle, that's pick six territory, left, right, and centre.
See, this is why I'm hesitant about how
Yeah.
good we're going to be. Our
You
running game
need
looks good.
you.
Kenneth Walker, Zach Charbonnet, both good running backs. Love that. Two-headed monster, good. Offensive line's improved. Just,
Is your
yeah,
old
it's.
line better run blocking than pass blocking? I take it the way you're saying. Because you're concerned about the old line, but confident in the running game. Take it as pass blocking is going to be an issue.
They've looked, again, in preseason, they've looked decent run blocking. And they've looked decent because the two running backs behind it are pretty good. Like, Charbonnet's great at just putting his head through what isn't really a big enough hole and making it a big enough hole. And Kenneth Walker showed some flashes last year of actually being both a running threat and a receiving threat a little bit, which has me, yeah, it's just little bits of positivity on the offense. Defense, we are fine. I am very happy with the defense.
The concern's going to be, was Darnold good because he could go Jefferson and Inshallah?
Yeah,
Where's
Jefferson. Yeah,
that guy?
Justin's
Where's
down there
18
somewhere.
then?
Justin's down there somewhere. Fuck it, launch it. Yeah,
It's the
there
Friday
is a
Night
bit
Lights
of
things, isn't it? Close your
that.
eyes and throw it as far as you can and see if
Yeah,
it'll end up
he'll be
catching it.
fine. If I just launch it hard enough and far enough, one of them will be there.
I
It
wonder,
can't. Yeah.
I don't know. Like, if that's the case, and I love Jackson Smith and Jigba, and I love Cooper Kupp actually while we're at it. But there is a bit of a drop off from Justin Jefferson, Jordan Addison and Jalen Naylor to Cooper
Jackson
Kupp.
Smith and Jigba, this,
Here's
old Cooper Kupp, and we're starting Torry Horton,
who the fuck
the
is next? Yeah,
rookie.
exactly.
And we've got Jake Bobo. He had a
Yeah.
great preseason game.
I love Jake Bobo.
It's a great name.
I was going to say drop off from the Hall of Famer, but Jim Cooper Cup's a Hall of Famer.
No.
One of the top
Like,
three receiving seasons ever that captured the Super Bowl MVP.
here's what I would, I say no. But I'm not committing to saying no. Does that make sense?
I would
I
not be
didn't think he
mad
would.
if Cooper Kupp
Yeah.
got there.
Yeah, so
I, they
I didn't think
wouldn't
he would
upset
be
me.
because how, but then he's got one of the what top three or four receiving seasons ever when you
Yeah, the
include the
triple,
fact it capped it
triple
with a
crown
Super Bowl
season, yeah.
MVP and he capped it with a Super Bowl MVP. But
Absolutely.
they kept T.O. out for years. They
Yes.
just don't like putting receivers in.
I
They
don't
don't
know
like
whether
putting
that's just because
receivers
they
in.
don't like TO, to be fair.
No, because
No,
they didn't put like
receivers like a
receivers never get
backlog.
in first time.
Yeah.
I think Randy was the first one in decades to get in at first attempt.
Yeah.
They just don't like putting receivers in.
I
T.O.
think you
doubly
do have to
so, but
be special to
yeah.
get in first time as a receiver.
Because back to the conversation, like they put quarterbacks in willy nilly.
Oh,
Yeah.
Eli's getting in.
Eli's getting in.
He's not.
The problem
He
is developing
stopped
the impression.
Brady twice. He's good again,
See,
Dan.
that's the thing. All these people do that thing. It's like, can you write the history of the NFL without this guy? And I mean, that's such a stupid terminology for it, because technically, what if Eli only played 2 seasons as a starter
And it
and
was
they were
those
the
two
two?
seasons.
You couldn't write the history of the NFL without those two, but he's not a Hall of Fame. Like, it's such a stupid
That's
criterion.
good again. To put it
And
into
he's getting
perspective, Reggie Wayne's not in the Hall of Fame.
Receiving
Which is,
the receivers one's mental.
well, that's fucking bonkers. That is Eli will be.
absolutely insane.
Eli's getting in, and they're going to put his bust directly in front of Tom Brady's.
When T.O. retired, I'm sure he was top five in touchdowns, yards, and catches.
Yeah.
And he still wasn't a first ballot.
Number
Like,
three.
what are we doing here?
Yeah.
Yeah.
And so,
Like, what
like,
are we doing?
Larry's number two. Larry's going in first time. I think Larry, he's, that's this year, isn't it? In Bucks.
Yes.
Else is up this year?
Oh, there was, it's some good names this year. Drew Brees is one
Yeah.
of them as well, I think.
Drew Brees will probably get in.
Oh,
First time.
yeah. He
Yeah.
has to. Absolutely
Yeah.
has to.
If you can only put one in, who goes in?
Hang on, let me have a look. I'm looking at the
Well,
2026
Drew Brees or
first ballots.
Larry? Yeah. I'm saying Drew just because he was here.
The quarterback.
So here's the big ones.
He won a
It's
Super Bowl.
Drew Brees, Larry Fitzgerald, Jason Witten, Frank Gore, Bill Belichick, as well as Philip Rivers.
Coaches count is the limit on how many can go in, or is it a
I think
separate
so.
thing?
I think it's a separate thing.
Separate.
Philip Rivers, Julian Edelman, and Greg Olsen also up as well.
My hot take still, Philip Rivers the best out of that draft class. He's not the Hall of Famer, but he's the
No, he
best.
just he was he just suffered by being on the Chargers,
So
really.
Philip Rivers is great, but he's not Drew Brees.
No, sorry, that draft class.
Oh yeah, of that draft. So who was in that draft
The
class? It was
Rivers,
him.
Big Ben, and Eli.
Oh, he's easily the best. Yeah,
But he's the only
yeah.
one that doesn't have a ring, and the other ones have two. Each.
It's
Like,
situational, man. If you go to the Chargers, you're cursed.
the Chargers just
Eli
cursed.
was smart. He was like, "I'm not playing for the Chargers." It's like smart. Okay.
This is my big thing with people talk about like Burrow and where I put him higher than some people and lower. I was like, yes, he's not one, but I think he wins more gate. Like, they're just as good if he goes to the Ravens, or the Ravens are just as good if he goes there. I don't know if the Bengals are as good if Lamar goes there. And that's nothing against Lamar. It's just how difficult it is to go to a team like the Bengals.
Yeah.
Anyway, the Seattle Seahawks.
Yeah.
It's weird, right? So I was pretty confident about how good the Seattle Seahawks were going to be this year, and then I listened to the Athletic podcast, and they once didn't just spit hyperbole for an hour and a half. They almost put me off a little bit. I think the defense is going to be biblically good.
Yes,
I
I
think,
think this is has it's within a shout of being the number one defense in the
yeah,
league.
I think there is a real chance that we are constantly being shown footage of the defense being pissed off that they're having to come back on the field earlier than they thought they were going to.
There is a distinct possibility that
Yeah.
happens. Yes, that is my concern. That's why I
Yeah.
think 16 is about right because, as yeah, we've all basically just agreed, this defense is insanely good. It is insanely talented. Our problem is the
Insanely
offense.
good.
It's so good. Look, you look at the secondary, you've got Reek Woolen, Devon Witherspoon, Julian Love, Kobe Bryant. We've just drafted Emmanuel Josh, you and then you get on to, up front when you've got Byron Murphy, you've got Ernest Jones who helped turn the team around, and they're playing in that Mike McDonald system. It was so good towards the end of the season and spending that time together over the summer and getting better, I only see the defense going up from where
So
it
what's the
got to
thing? Were
last
you saying
year.
insanely good? You're saying top five in the league?
Yeah. I can see it.
Okay.
I mean, I'm on board with it as well.
Yeah, it's just it. Yeah, my biggest question mark with the Seahawks is the offense because I don't know
Like Clint?
what it's going to be.
You like Clint? Is Clint into it? Is he not your OC if I made that
Yeah.
up?
Yes. No.
Yeah,
No.
he is
It
the
is.
OC,
Yes.
yeah. Yeah.
QB. Yeah. I feel tentatively positive, but I'm going to need to see it on the field, in a regular season game, not in a preseason game. I need to see it with live bullets, basically, to be convinced. Because it could be good. It absolutely could be, because Darnold has shown he can be a good quarterback. And we've got good receivers, and we've got good running backs, and the offensive line is, I mean, it's better than it was last year. But I need to see it when it actually matters. You know, it's all very well. Yeah, we've looked good in the preseason games. Yeah, that's great. But that's preseason. That's not.
The Ryan Gase Jets went 4-0 in preseason.
You see?
Adam Gase Jets, sorry, Adam Gase Jets.
Yeah, but yeah. That's the issue. Is it just like, is it just, you know, is it just the undefeated Ravens preseason thing?
But you can still tell stuff from preseason.
You
Like,
can. Look, Gray Zabel looks legitimately good. You know, but it's just, it is different.
Yeah, to convince
If
me,
they show me the first few weeks that they're consistent offensively, then yeah, I'd move them higher up the rankings. But I need to see it fairly quickly that you know, it's going to be good. Otherwise, I'm going to sit there and start screaming and crying about the fact that we traded Geno away. It's my favorite
Speaking
Seahawk. He's almost my favorite Seahawk of all time if Marshawn Lynch didn't exist. I love
I
Geno
teams that
Smith.
should have traded a QB away. Speaking of teams that should have traded a QB
Oh
away.
wow, we're just gonna go straight into that like that,
I was kidding on.
are we? Okay, well, that's gonna make some people mad.
And
next,
that was
any
Dan
more
that
you want
said
to
that. Dan at McGlinkley said that. That's me.
add?
Yeah, I said it. Yeah, fuck the Niners. But like,
Yes,
yeah, just
always.
anything we want to add on the Seahawks? I'm not convinced yet, but I could be.
Yes,
What would you consider a
yes.
good season this year, Phil? Overall, winning record, make the playoffs, win a playoff game.
If we can get wild card, be in a, with a shot of the wild card spot, I'd take that.
So even if you miss the playoffs, but you're there last game of the season, sort of thing.
Yeah, that I would take that. Yeah.
Here's a question. Three wild card spots in the NFC, right? Who gets them out of the following teams?
Right, hold on. Who are we saying are straight in then? So,
So let's assume the Rams and the Lions are straight in, okay?
And the
Rams and
Eagles.
Lions and
And
the
the Eagles.
Eagles
Yeah.
and the
And the
Bucks.
Bucks,
Probably
yeah.
the Bucks. Right. Okay. Yeah.
So that
Right.
leaves us with Washington.
Yeah.
The contenders. Let's just talk about contenders. They've been off the rest of the NFC South. Washington, saying the Rams. So the Niners,
Niners,
Seahawks,
the Seahawks, the Commanders,
and then Packers,
the
Vikings.
Vikings, Packers, Bears.
All right.
Oh, that was nice of you, Josh.
Thanks, man. I appreciate that, but no, it's okay.
Who are we missing in the West?
That's it, pretty much. The West. Oh, we're missing the
Cardinals?
Cards.
Are they? What do people think?
Who
No.
knows? Who knows with
Right,
Arizona,
so
man?
I definitely think the North's getting at least two in.
Yeah, I think the North's getting two in, yeah.
Yeah, I think
I think it
Lions.
probably gets three in, but I think it's getting at least two in. Just
Britain, the
something that
wild
needs
card.
at
Or just.
least, sorry, at least one in the wild card. So
Yeah,
two
okay.
in the playoffs,
Yeah.
potentially three in the playoffs. It depends on how much better the Bears are. Because if you end up with a really competitive division, the
They
Bears
shit
might
on each
not be
other.
playoff, but they end
Yeah.
up. If the Bears win two of their games at home against those, there's not enough wins to go around.
That's how I feel about the NFC West.
They start canonizing each other. The West other behind the Rams, I think, is a whole load of teams that should go 8-8.
Because I think it's Washington in this situation,
Packers.
the Packers and the Vikings. So I think you've
Probably.
really got to win the NFC West to stand a chance of making the playoffs, which is difficult.
Yeah.
And teams that will be vying for it are one team we've already discussed, two teams now we've already discussed, two teams we're yet to discuss, and one of those teams is the San Francisco 49ers. Thanks, man.
I'm really sorry for ruining that excellent segue.
No, it's beautiful. Loved it. So here's what I think. If I could do this again, I might swap the Niners with the Seahawks.
Did you have the Niners above the Seahawks originally? I
I,
can't
you know what?
remember mine.
I can't remember.
Yeah,
I've got a
I
picture of it
can't.
somewhere. So let's see if we can
We don't
find it.
have. So I had the Niners way lower, not way. I had them at 19th, and I
Yeah.
had the Seahawks at 15th. So I had the Seahawks where we're talking about now.
Makes sense.
I mean, I had the Seahawks above the Niners, if anybody's surprised by that.
I had the
All
Cowboys way too high now. Jesus, I'm
right.
looking at. Oh, had them at 16.
I'm just looking at it now. I had the Niners at 16, and I had the Seahawks at 18. So yeah, take it all back. I'd swap them around.
What's really interesting now, because I've just went and found my team, is turns out my love and affair for my quarterbacks alike really applies to the team as well. I've got the Bengals, the Rams, and the Commies very high.
Why? Why, Josh?
The spoiler alert, I've got the Bengals at 6, the Rams at 7, and the Commies at 8.
Wow. For me, the problem with the Niners
Yeah.
is that they are already injured and the season hasn't started yet.
They old man.
We
They've got a
discussed this
shit
with
at quarterback.
Will, brought this up. And he was like, I can't believe the Niners dead money situation. I've been saying this for about a year now. I think the party's over for San Francisco. I
They
think we
are,
are.
yes. But are they in that position where you can never write them off because they've got a genius at head coach?
100%. Yeah, like absolutely, yeah.
It wouldn't surprise me if you, it's kind of it's totally different in the way it's done, but it's kind of the Mike Tomlin thing. Like, I just trust they'll probably find a way to get 9 months.
And you never
Like,
know
it's
when
that
Christian
kind of thing.
McCaffrey's going to make it through an entire
Yeah.
season as well.
Like,
So.
with a bit of luck, it's kind of that thing where you get the best case, the worst case, and what you think somewhere in the middle. They're kind of the biggest variation between best and worst case. Because they're so weak depth wise, and the players are so old, the floor's pretty much on the floor. Whereas if they all stay healthy and it works, they could be very, very good. So you kind of need to average it out what you think is going to happen. It would be very difficult with a team with this level of variation.
So to put in also their receiving group's rubbish at the moment. Juwan Jennings is still injured but also holding out, so there's a chance that he could hit IR, and that
That
pretty much yeah
could help the McCaffrey thing though,
yeah
because you can only give him so many touches, and now if he's getting touches receiving out the backfield rather than running up the middle, less contact, probably potentially less injury, and they rely on the rest of the running backs to carry the load of running up the middle.
Yeah. I wonder how
Who knows?
if they don't get funky with it and just like line up in 21 personnel, and then you have Christian McCaffrey split out wide as like a slot receiver, and just have
According
Brian
to our lads, they have got
Robinson.
three healthy receivers:
Yep.
Russell Gage, Ricky Pearsall, Sky Moore.
And that's terrible. I'd go 32 personnel. I'd go three running backs, two tight ends, patch receivers, and just get real funky with it.
So you go McCaffrey, Robinson, and Juszczyk, yeah?
Yeah, all at the same
Yeah.
time.
Yeah. And then you
Yeah. Good tight
go
ends.
Kittle and Farrell,
Kill.
yeah? Yeah.
Yeah. It did, yeah. It
The
makes
thing is,
sense. That's what I do.
McCaffrey out wide, you could figure out anyway. So if you need to do a bit of manipulation of it, I'd get right with it. I'm not putting that receiving core out there. What the f point in that? It's a waste of time. Like, come on.
So I agree. I would do that. I'd line up with the three running backs in the backfield. You let Brock Purdy figure out what's going on with the defense. And then if you want to, you can split both Juszczyk and McCaffrey out as like receivers.
And you can put Kittle out as an actual receiver as well. He's good enough as a receiver.
Can you
And you
imagine
can have your
running?
three wide with those three with your tight end and your other two running
Can you imagine running trips with Kittle
backs.
and Juszczyk with McCaffrey behind them?
Just do it like the flying V, and just have the two of them bundle people. Have you seen the Simpsons episode where they play American football? And but his face, Nelson's a quarterback, and he just holds Bart out in front of him as a batter in front of him. Just have the two of them in front of McCaffrey with the ball running behind them.
So I think Ricky Pearsall's probably a top 20 receiver. Don't think he's a top 10 receiver. And there is an awful lot of pressure on him this year.
Yep.
I think even saying top 20 is a big statement, because...
Yeah, I do. I'm denied about it.
I did the receiving list and I got 17 deep with people that I thought had an argument for top 10.
Yeah, same. To be fair, yeah. So
it's maybe the deepest position group in NFL history right now.
Yeah.
But... I think you just get really funky with it.
I think you have to, and I think they will. It's just,
I was going to say, no, it's shiny. That's that they're going to get weird.
Yeah,
until it gets to the fourth quarter, and then it goes.
Yeah, and chokes. Yeah,
I do sad. Still think that we are in like the last days of Rome with this team, though.
Oh yeah,
what'd you do if you're Shanahan?
I think you still rely on the fact that you've just paid your quarterback and you think you can probably
not
get
this
out,
year, though, next year. If you think this really is it, because the team's old, right? Jinky wants to sit about for a total rebuild.
I think he'd love that if he actually did something.
Build a team in his image, yeah.
Yeah. Yeah, that's what I kind of think, but yeah. But they invested heavily on defense. That was really where they kind of like put their money where their mouth is. And that included bringing back ex-defensive coordinator Robert Saleh as well.
Guy's better as a coordinator than he was a head coach.
Well, yeah, but admittedly, no offence, it's not really that hard, is it?
I don't know. He wasn't my head coach.
So you're missing.
He's freaking terrible.
Maybe, yeah.
The problem with him was the performance stuff that works as a DC. Going out and running freaking laps of the stadium up and down stairs as a head coach an hour before kickoff. Fuck off.
Yeah, stop making it about you. Just go out and actually win games.
All this all gas, no break stuff, and then you're kicking field goals for the 32-yard line on 4th and 1, down 7. I don't mind kicking field goals. I would go for it more often than most coaches, right? But see, if you're bumming yourself up as we're an all gas, no breaks, we're going to bully people and we're going to do this and we don't... You need to back up your decisions on the field. You can't be sitting, your motto is all gas, no breaks, and then kicking field goals. And we punted from midfield at 4th and 1. But no, right.
It kind of turns out the gas was actually what he was talking.
Yes.
So,
yes.
Yeah. All gas, and he won't shut up about it. No breaks.
It was all breaks, no gas, man.
Yeah. I think there's a history of him doing well as defensive coordinator. However, I also think it's kind of a desperate move to bring him back.
That, I was going to say that. You also see there's a lot of times where in any walk of life, going back doesn't always work. And especially, there's a lot of people that struggle going back to being DC anywhere once they've had the top job as well.
Yeah.
It's like having someone telling you what to do again.
Yeah, it's not ideal, is it? On defense as well, I worry about their interior because they've only really ever been good when their interior has been good. Fred Warner is still a good player, though. But is Fred Warner as good a player without Dre Greenlaw there? I think it's a little bit of a concern. And their secondary is putrid. Lenoir's good.
Yeah.
I think that's it. So they're relying on rookies being good. I am not confident about this Niners team being good.
No, I suspect they will probably... What was their record last year? It wasn't very good, was it?
No, admittedly, last year they had a ton of injuries, but that could also be me saying that every year. So
I think you could say that most years about the Niners, because probably even more likely this year because they're a year older.
Yeah, are they playing at the Meadowlands at any point as well?
They're just going to be injury prone going forward because you're older. And because you've had injuries, you're therefore more likely to pick up more injuries. That's just how it works. And just because you got one season out of Christian McCaffrey without injuries doesn't mean you're going to get another one.
I think Nick Bosa is an amazing piece of shit. I mean, player. But like,
No, he's a piece of shit.
But if he goes down injured, what do they
That'd be
do?
great.
Like, genuinely, how do they weather that storm? I think there's teams that know how to weather a storm without a star player that's not a quarterback. Quarterback goes down, fine. I understand that's a difference maker. But
Oh, their quarterback goes down. They got Mac Jones. It's the quarterback Shanny always wanted.
Yeah, I only took him 3 4 years. Yeah,
Fat Mac.
Yeah, Big Mac.
Oh, I could go a Big Mac.
Huh?
I could go a Big Mac.
It'd be nice, wouldn't it? Anyway, how are we feeling about the Niners this year? Because we have not been positive.
Well, I don't think it'll be surprised. I'm not positive, but
the problem is, and I guess it's all expectation of previous history, right? Because we were relatively positive on the whole about the Seahawks, and we have them below the Niners.
Yeah,
because it's almost like the direction of the team. Even if
they
have
I
a
didn't
same,
have them below the Niners, but that's
we
because
know.
I'm smart.
Yes, you did, Dan. I didn't.
I know, I did. Yeah.
But it's like if you've got a team that goes 8-8 and last year went 6-8, I'm patching this extra game because it makes the maths hurt. If you go 6-8 and go 8-8, and a team that goes 10-8, 10-6 and goes 8-8, they're the same team, but you're thinking about them very differently.
Yeah.
And I think you've got one team that's pretty much at the end and on the way down, and one team that looks more positive and on the way up. So I think they'll have a fine season, but I just don't think they're any closer to winning a Super Bowl now. I think they're getting further away every year.
It feels like irrelevant,
I'm in
but
love.
yeah, it feels like irrelevant, but you know, still kind of around.
They're going to be the Steelers West.
Yeah.
Done in a very different way, but they're never going to bottom out.
Yeah.
You'll never play them thinking this is an easy win, but you'll also play them often thinking we should win this, and they somehow beat you.
Yeah. Would this
And
have
they
been a
end up at
better
eight
team?
and eight. Nine and seven, whatever the
Would this
record
have
would
been a
be.
better team for Micah Parsons to go to?
No.
No, I don't think so either.
No, they've
because he
not
wants
got
to
enough
win.
depth.
Yeah.
Not just that, they've not got enough depth to be paying someone that much, I don't
Yeah.
think. They've already got too
But
many
I
high-earners
was going to
that
say,
aren't.
have they got any money left after they
Nope.
gave Brock all that cash?
Not really.
No.
Next up, then.
Yeah.
The LA Chargers.
Ooh.
We think they've got an idea of how to
Ooh.
build rosters. They say, screw you, we'll build it how the way we want to build it.
It's quarterback and coach.
Yeah.
I don't think you can have them much lower than this when you've got a coach that's been at a Super Bowl, won a national championship, and you've got a quarterback that talent-wise is top six-ish in the league. And I think we had him about there,
Yeah.
seven
Yeah.
maybe.
Yeah.
When you've got a quarterback that's that good and you've got a coach that's that good, there is a kind of floor on how low you can go.
I think
There's a
this is
ceiling
it.
on your floor, I guess. Aye.
Because you look at the receiving core. Welcome back, Keenan Allen.
McConkey.
Trey
Who's
Harris.
worse? Chargers or Niners?
Niners, because there's only three people
Yeah.
in the Niners.
I think when Brandon Ayuk comes back, it changes, though.
Yeah,
I think when
maybe.
Brandon Ayuk comes back, the Niners is considerably better than the Chargers. Depending on how good Trey Harris is going to be. Also, big loss for the Chargers as well when they lost,
Slayer.
Sean Slater. That's huge, I
That
think.
is a problem.
Second year of Greg Roman. They've given him Amari and Hampton. That should mean that he's got a nice little toy to play with and distract him for a little while.
Don't make the quarterback run. Make the running back run, okay?
Yeah. I think that's good. Amari and Hampton, I think, is about to have a good season. I don't hate what they've done on the offensive line. Lot right on Mekhi Becton,
Yeah, being healthy. Mekhi Becton, when he's healthy, is a good lineman. It's just,
though.
it's keeping him healthy. That's the key, which
Yeah.
is,
He's
that
also
has
got a
proved to be tricky.
serious attitude problem.
Yeah.
The Jets tried to get him to move to guard, then he just wouldn't do it.
Yeah.
Would not do it. And eventually, he only did it when he got told, "Well, nobody's going to sign you if you want to go to a tackle." But he doesn't want to do it. The team want him to do things like that, which tends to be the sort of players that there's a difference between being hurt in the NFL and being injured.
Yeah, that's true.
A lot of players play hurt. They can't play injured. I feel like he's one of those that if he's hurt, he's injured, if that makes sense.
Yeah, he won't play hurt,
He won't
basically.
play hurt. Which in the NFL is no good because by week
Everybody's
seven,
hurt.
everyone's hurt.
Everybody's hurt.
Yeah.
It's just the nature of the game. Everybody's hurt all the time.
Just for
I
funsies,
think that's problematic.
just for funsies, Trey Lance won the backup job at quarterback, so fair
He's still
play.
in the league.
Yeah, Trey Lance,
Yes.
he's been lighting up preseason, yeah.
I show so much I pay attention to preseason.
Some concerns. I think they should have addressed the receiving core a bit more than how they did. I don't know what the answer was, though.
Well, what's the point if you're only going to throw 12 passes a game, though?
True. Such a
Like,
crying waste of Johnny, of not only Johnny Herbert, Justin Herbert.
yeah, Johnny Herbert.
Yeah. Race car driver. Yeah, Johnny Herbert. Yeah.
To be fair, I do that all the time in my head. It's okay.
Defense
Johnny
got
Herbert.
old as well. It's a concern. I that being said, Puna Ford, it's a sad loss that he's not there.
There's also they're debating that Harbaugh could get suspended
Really?
for bringing disrepute to the league
What did he do?
with the whole college cheating scandal.
Ooh.
But it's saying that there's an argument that it's bringing disrepute to the NFL because their head coach has been done with cheating at the lower levels.
Interesting. I don't think that'll
But
happen, but
I don't think that. I don't know what the legal grounds for it is, but
yeah.
because suspension comes with lack of pay, and he's like, it's a different league. And technically, they've not found him guilty of anything. They found the program guilty.
Yeah.
So it'd be very difficult. But I always don't know if it's just the talking heads on ESPN and that are trying to rile up a story
I
while they're
think
waiting for
we're in a
season to
slightly
start.
boring period
Yeah.
where preseason games have finished and people are now like looking for something to talk about.
I don't know how you could get away with that, but they get found guilty of it. They've been fined heavily. So, Michigan, that is, but we'll see.
I think the common theme amongst all of these teams is there's some very good players here, but there's also some huge holes.
And lack of depth.
Yeah, lack of depth is massive as well. And
Yeah.
when we're talking about teams like the Niners and the Chargers, you want them to be deep because they have injury problems and
Because
they
they're
don't have any luck.
old.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I don't like the defense as much as I have in the past, let me put it that way.
I think this is one of those teams that's like the opposite of the Niners.
Yeah.
Drew, I said the Niners were there in that position with, I think they could go anywhere from like 12 and 5 to 5 and 12.
Yeah.
I think the Chargers have got one of the lower variations in the league because of the
Yeah.
way they play. They're not going to win 12 games and they're not going to win 7 games.
Yeah.
They're somewhere 10 and 7, 9 and 8, whatever the
Yeah.
number works out now. They're very much going to be a borderline, the old way they're doing a borderline playoff team, but now they'll comfortably get in because there's the extra spot.
Yeah.
But nobody's picking them to win it, but they could cause an upset because if the other team have a bad game, they can just ground you. As
Yeah.
long as they don't have Herbert deciding that's the game he's going to throw 30 times and it's 6 picks. But
Yeah.
I don't think they care either. I think that's part of it. I think this is a long-term thing.
I thought you meant they just don't want to win like the Chargers.
Yeah.
The
I'm like,
Chargers were
why
cursed
bother? They're
anyway.
the
Why
Chargers.
bother?
Yeah, exactly.
Every time we look like we're about to win something horrible happens. So why don't we
If
just focus on being
we just
mediocre?
don't try and win,
Can we just
yeah.
focus on being somewhere in the middle? Maybe we'll just get lucky.
That's pretty sound reasoning, I think, right there.
This one, they've got their backup running back, only has one eye working currently.
Yeah, this is true. Right.
I'll
So
just stab your quarterback in the lung. It'll be fine.
I'm going to leave you guys talk about the Chargers for a good 2 minutes while I go get myself a drink, okay, guys? So,
Okay,
any
buddy.
further thoughts on the Chargers? No, nothing rude. Okay, one sec. You guys carry on. I
You do know the two you're leaving it
was
with.
gonna, that's a terrible idea. This is an utter mistake. Let me see. Oh, looking at our lads and their depth chart. So we've got, yeah, their receiving room is either old. It's Ladd McConkey, a couple of rookies, and an old guy. And that's kind of it. And then you got two backup tight ends as your tight ends in Will Dissly and Tyler Conklin. Those are both your number two
Tyler
and three.
Conklin. Is that
Those are
what he was
both
playing?
that yep, Tyler Conklin is there now. Basically, yeah. Glorified backup. And Will Dissly, who is also basically he was the backup QB, backup tight end in Seattle for years.
Conklin
Yeah.
was his best starting tight end for years now because we were shit. Should we be really rude? Make him have to edit this bit.
Yes. Let me
By the way, did you hear Dan talk about how much he was a Packers fan when he grew up?
Yeah,
Well, genuinely, did you know that?
because all his family were, weren't they?
The first bit he's, was it his uncle, his granddad? The first
Yep.
bit of memorabilia he's got is a Packers onesie.
Yes, I did know. He is a Packers fan,
He
no matter
bleeds
what
green.
he
He bleeds
does.
green and gold. He bleeds green and gold. He's
He
got a cheese head.
bleeds cheese.
He
That's
bleeds cheese.
how much of a Packers fan he is.
He's
It's
got cheese and
just
gold.
pure cheese.
Trot also found out recently, Phil,
What's that?
why the Lakers are called the Lakers.
Because they both started in Minnesota, which is the land of lakes.
Yes. Because there's not a single lake in Los Angeles.
There is no lakes in Los Angeles, no.
Always thought it was a weird name.
It, yeah, I mean, it as a sort of on as alliteration, it makes sense,
Yeah,
but outside of that, it makes no sense.
it's like Utah being the Jazz because it wasn't New Orleans
It
Jazz.
was New Orleans
Well,
jazz, yeah. It's
because
just
the
like
Mormons ain't really known for their jazz music, are
they're
they?
not known for their jazz. No, this is true. How are we
So,
talking basketball?
well, we were talking about how you grew up a
You.
Packers fan,
And on
and how
that
you've. Your first
note,
NFL memorabilia was a Packers onesie,
it
and
was
that
indeed. This is true.
you bleed cheese. You bleed cheese. You've got
Yep.
14 cheese heads.
I am over the moon about the move for Micah Parsons.
Basically, we were basically just trying to say stuff that we
This.
meant you'd have to go in and edit the
Why would you do that?
podcast.
I'm not going to.
No, we know.
Nothing was
Anyway,
too rude. There wasn't anything too rude in it. Although
no, that's fine.
we did sing the praise of Deshaun Watson for
Oh my God, I hope that's not true.
a
I
don't think even I could bring myself, I couldn't bring myself to do that.
know that note.
No.
Number 13, the Houston Texans.
Oh, I don't.
Imagine having a poor year. And where everyone thinks everything's going incredibly poorly, but then you go and win a playoff game anyway.
Good coach, good quarterback. It's and playing in the AFC South gives you
That
that
does
feeling. You're
help. Yeah.
getting a
Yeah,
home playoff game.
you're going into the playoffs. You're fine.
Yeah,
Yeah, I'm not
getting
saying
a
there's
home
not mitigating
playoff
circumstances, but like, yeah.
game. Yeah, I wish my good seasons ended with a playoff one.
Oh my God, this is such a great meme. Sorry, I've just seen a really good one. It's from Family Guy. It's that Micah Parsons is Micah Parsons, but a first round pick could be anything. Could even be Micah Parsons.
Do you get two Micah Parsons?
Imagine that.
Aye, Texans, good coach,
Yes.
good quarterback. They playing in a terrible division, I think, kind of sums up how they got there. Bad season, I think, mainly because the O-line decided it liked being a turnstile.
Yep.
And I think a lot of people, it's like reverse racism almost. They think CJ Stroud's a lot more athletic than he is because he's a black quarterback, when really is a pocket passer who's got a wee bit of athleticism, but that is not his game.
He
But everybody
is.
sees black quarterback and thinks he must be athletic. It's mental that like people need to start getting over that. That's not how this game works.
Also see Penix while we're at it as well.
Like it's that's like it's not the game in the same way that people don't think Joe Burrow's athletic because he's white. It's like that's not how it works. Come on,
Listen,
people.
yeah, I think there are some white quarterbacks when you're not surprised. Like Josh Allen, I'm not surprised he's athletic, but then he's 6'5" and built like the side of a house.
And I'd want to run a lot to get the game over if I was going home at Hayley Stenfield as well.
Yep.
So
Yep.
there is that. But like CJ Stroud, the old line they need to get better
Just imagine
because
that linebacker is Michael B. Jordan.
he's like
Sorry, that's completely. Let's get back
but
on this, guys.
to be fair on that note though, not that note, but similar. Josh Allen has stopped doing that. The same as Joe Burrow. Stop putting yourself in harm's way. That team needs you to be fit and healthy. Stop trucking linebackers.
So, how do we feel about CJ Stroud for the Houston Texans?
Well, I'd really
And
rather
CJ
he
Stroud.
didn't
Yeah,
truck
truck
any
linebackers because
linebackers
he's
ever.
very small.
Yes, that's
He's
not
not
going
a
to
large man.
help. Well, that's not going to happen. So that's fine.
No, but like he's a pocket passer, so they need to get the whole line sorted. He's got good pocket awareness, but if you get three guys in the pocket, there's only so much awareness you can have before you get
If the
squished.
pocket has disappeared, then
Yes.
where you can't really have any awareness of it.
Yeah.
It's not a thing anymore.
How do we feel about the moves they made on the offensive line?
On paper, good. Improvement is good, but the O line's one of the few areas on the field I think it's all about getting that kind of work together, and you won't know until you see whether it fits together. Because as much as they all have their own role, they all have their own role within the scheme, within the pass protection, and within the offense. So I think you'll need to wait to see it. And I also think I'd rather have five good players than four Hall of Famers and one turnstile. So you need to see, it's almost your all line's as strong as its weakest member. So you need to see them all together, how they work together, and we'll see it from there. But it should be better than last year's, at least, which isn't saying much.
Little
No.
hardcore joke here. Four decent players and one turnstile is never enough. But
Correct.
thank you. I think it's better. So here's how I feel about the Houston Texans, right? I think they're absolutely going to make the playoffs. I don't think they're going to win a Super Bowl.
No.
I don't
Having
think
more
they have.
confidence in them
They're
last
not
year.
there yet.
I think they're a very similar team to last year's team.
But I was more confident in them last year before the season started. I thought they were a dark horse Super Bowl contender this time last year. I don't think that this year.
No.
So I will say there are some standout players on the team. Nico Collins is one of the better receivers in the league.
Fuck
Really,
yes.
really like him. I obviously on defense really like Will Anderson as well.
Yep.
And they're convinced Danielle Hunter's about to have the best season he's ever had. And then their secondary is outstanding. Derek Stingley, Kalen Bullock, Kamari Lassiter, and Jalen Petrie. That is a selection of people that want to start a fight.
And they've got CJ Gardner-Johnson.
He's injured at the moment, but yeah.
He'll definitely start a fight.
Derek Stingley Jr. is better than Sauce Gardner, but Sauce Gardner had a better rookie year, and people remember what they first seen. But they've since then, Derek Stingley Jr. has been the better player.
Absolutely.
And that's saying a lot because I think Sauce had a poor year last year, but I think he's an excellent corner.
Yeah, same.
But they play very differently, and I think he suits what they want him to do excellently. And I think the whole. The only concern I've got about the team is the O-line gelling properly. Now, that's going to make it seem as if the O-line works, I think they can win a Super Bowl. I think they've kind of got a limit on them, even if the O-line works. But it's the only thing I think could hold them back from being a very good team.
I have a concern further than the O line, which is that if the O line isn't good enough, you haven't got running backs that can mitigate the O line not being good enough.
Yes.
And if the O-line
Yeah.
is good enough, are the running backs actually good enough to take advantage of that?
I think the offense will be though.
Hmm?
I think the offense a whole, because I think it's going to, if the O line's good enough,
Yeah.
I think that the defense is going to adjust to deal with the passing game.
Yeah.
Think they've got that many weapons and they've got a quarterback that can find it, which then means the running back should have holes just because they're going
They
to
have to
be
respect the passing game. Yeah.
the respect. It's almost like the opposite of what most teams, it's like run to open up the pass. I think they'll almost be passing to open up the run.
Yeah, because I mean, what you got Nick Chubb, who's coming off a fairly
A
pretty
year
bad injury.
removed from a serious injury where he didn't look good.
But Damian Pierce is a decent backup running back, so that's not bad. But yeah, it's the running game is a mild concern. But I think, as Josh says, if they can get if the offensive line works decently enough that they can get their passing game going, it will open up holes for the running game to be more effective. Also, Dalton Schultz is a underrated tight end, I feel.
Just quickly as well, I've seen it just in another great tweet. It just says fastest end of a Bears season ever. Made me giggle.
It'll be okay, buddy.
I can't get on board with this Texans team. I
Not
want
fully,
to.
no.
I really want to. They're so close to having like great talent. And where they have got talent, it's top 10 talent. But then it kind of drops off. So
Yeah,
their
you've
three
got.
best players are Nico Collins, Will Anderson, and CJ Stroud. And all three of those are top 10. Oh, and sorry, four best players, Derek Stingley as well. All four of those are top 10 at their
Top 10,
position.
absolutely.
I question depth. I question the offensive line. I question the running game, which I think is a massive problem. But I think it's got to be good this year,
Hopefully,
because
having a
otherwise there's going to be
different
problems.
coordinator. Will help as well because that guy last year sucked.
Amongst all this, I think the Texans could have the best defense in the league.
Entirely possible. With the combination of talent, and depth and scheme, yes, they're up there for me. It's like them, the Seahawks, the Eagles are all kind of.
Love that you snuck the Seahawks in there as well. They're fell well
I
done.
don't have to sneak the Seahawks into the best defense in the league conversation anymore. They just are one of them.
They'll be behind the Bengals. Anything else we want to talk about the Houston Texans? No. I think they're just
Speak.
kind of a set team. I think they're going to be the same as last year. They're not
I think
going to
so as
change
well.
much, with a bit better of an O-line.
Yeah, I
Yeah, it's
think
like
they'll
that.
look better doing it than they did last year, but I think they'll achieve the same results.
Yeah, they'll be about the same. Yeah, they'll make the playoffs, win one, maybe win one game, and then go home. But yeah, it'll look better.
They could, I say, I think they could have the best defense in the league. Speaking of the best defense in the league, much like last year's best defense of the league, the Denver Broncos. I'm getting there. I'm getting better. I'm getting better. I think the Broncos were one of the biggest surprises, second biggest behind Washington. And now we come in with a newfound confidence. You're right. What's this going on? You had the Broncos doing well, didn't you?
I had them winning 10 games and making the playoffs.
And what happened?
They won 10 games and made the playoffs.
There you go.
I have many wrong predictions last year, so I need to take credit when I get a good one.
Oh, absolutely. Fly the flag. You plant that
That
flag in our end zone when you get it right, mate. Don't worry.
think I was higher on Bo Nix than most people.
Yes,
It
I
paid
think
off.
that may have helped you, yeah, because I think a lot
Speaking
of people
of
were.
what some would consider deceptively mobile,
Athletic.
Bo Nix can move around.
So there's two things with Bo Nix.
Yeah.
One, he's fell into a great position because Sean Payton may be an absolute arsehole, but he is an offensive genius.
He is indeed, yeah.
Yes.
I can't deny that, yeah.
Yeah.
So if you're going to be a quarterback that's young, that's where you want to fall. Good side for him. The negative side for him is he's 44 already. Which means, does he have much more improvement to do? At some point, you get a young quarterback and you think, I can mold them to get better. If you're already, but I'm not joking, I think he has like 25. He started a ridiculous number of games at college because he started as a freshman at Auburn. He
Yeah.
started 3 full seasons at Auburn, then transferred and started, I think, 2 seasons at Oregon. I think he played something like 60 games at college, which is mental.
It's a lot.
Because
Yeah.
he came in the most pro ready, which is why I was higher on him. But as then, as other players get more adjusted, do they improve more than he does? And I guess you
Guess.
we won't know that
Are you
until
suggesting that Bo
mid.
Nix is fairly close to his ceiling?
Yes. In comparison
I
to most post first year quarterbacks would be.
am inclined to agree.
Yeah.
I don't think he gets much better.
Does he need to get much better? The team around him can, though, it's again, is what you need to find. I'm not saying that he does or doesn't, but that's where what the Broncos need to find out, I guess.
Yeah.
But with that defense and Sean Payton running the offense with a quarterback that clearly suits his style because he's similar to Drew Brees, but with less accuracy and more athleticism, but kind of the way he plays, he's a bit shorter. It's a lot of that short intermediate throws. It kind of works to what Sean Payton wants with a wee sprinkling in there of the dual threat side. So Sean Payton will get the most out of it, and the defense is obviously player by player excellent. Is that enough to get you over the line? Is where
Yeah.
we need to find out.
Okay, because I question the skills position. I think Courtland Sutton's very good. I think Marvin Mintz is pretty good. I wish Jerry Jeudy had stuck around on this team.
Yeah.
I think that would have been good. But their running backs are a concern.
They have running backs.
I know, right?
You sure?
Not so sure.
I see J.K. Dobbins. He's never healthy.
Nope.
So he can't possibly be a running back.
Bo
Yeah.
Nix is a running back.
Potentially.
There's a bit of that, yeah.
And now I will give the running backs credit because I think they'll be running behind a very good offensive line as well.
Yeah. Yeah, the
The
line will help,
they do have an
hopefully.
excellent running back name though. Tyler Baddie.
Yeah. I thought you meant Jaleel McLaughlin, but okay, that's fine.
No, there's only one McLaughlin that's in my
There is.
heart, Dan.
Oh, thanks, man. Is he a kicker?
Peter, Uncle Peter.
Oh, really?
No.
Okay.
No, so we've got a decent to good quarterback, an
Yep.
excellent head coach, and an excellent defense. There's a floor on that team. Sorry, there's a high floor on that team. It just does. Now, the problem they're going to have is that division is tough.
The worst team got better as
Yeah.
well.
And the worst team have got a player that, in my opinion, is going to be excellent right out of the bat and can short in games and can just make it a dog fight in Ashton Jeanty.
Especially with the ultimate offensive coordinator that loves to shorten games.
Yeah. Like they're going to make games as minimal of possession as possible, so you need to make every possession you get count.
Game in 40 will involve no cuts.
That wouldn't surprise me. So, the cuts are just going to be because they're using the full 40-second play call. They don't want you to have to sit for the 40 seconds. But that is going to be a tough one.
Worth mentioning that I love the additions they made this year. I like Jardy Barron as a pickup. I really like that they picked up Dre Greenlaw as well. And if he was going to work on any team, Hufanga's going to work on this team. Just let him do his thing while everyone else does their job. You will be fine.
Yeah, because you've got Pat Surtain to cover up any mess he makes.
Who is the best cornerback in the league still?
Yeah. Yeah, it's fine. It's fine. Yeah, let Hufanga basically just be a tornado of craziness, because Pat Surtain will clean up the mess, and sometimes that tornado will hit something important, and that's good.
I'm weirdly excited about the fact they picked up Evan Ingram as well. And I haven't said that in about 4 years.
Is it just because he's no longer in Jacksonville and it's okay? It just
I
feels
think it
better
kind of,
now.
I just think it kind of works on this team. It kind of works on this team. But yeah, I think the Broncos, do we think they get better than they did last year?
I think,
I think that'll be difficult.
yeah.
I think it'll be a
Again,
better team, whether they'll win more games or not. I don't know.
yeah, it I think it's a bit similar to the Texans. What we said about the Texans is the record might not be any better, but they're going to look better doing it.
Yep.
Their schedule's not that difficult, though.
Okay, so the record might be better then.
Outside, they get the AFC South and they get the Jets from the AFC East.
Wow.
Now they do have the NFC West. So they have the NFC East as well. So they then get the Giants and the Cowboys.
I suck saying, okay, yeah.
But they get the Eagles and Commanders, though. But
Yeah, but yeah, you're going to lose some games.
yeah. They get the AFC South, they get the Jets, and they get the NFC East. That's not the hardest schedule you could get drawn in your kind of non-set schedule.
That's not too bad.
So Colts win, Jets win, the Giants win, Cowboys win, Raiders twice win probably.
I agree.
Jaguars win.
Colts win.
Yeah, so I think they'll struggle to not get to 9-10 wins just because that schedule's quite workable.
I think
And
it would have to go
no teams.
horrendously wrong.
Teams don't like going there either. The The Mile
humidity,
High,
the altitude, that angle. Teams don't like going there.
It's a dick move.
It also confuses me because what happens in basketball as well, despite the fact it's an indoor stadium, but like with air
It does.
conditioning and all
It affects
that,
them.
like I don't get it. But yeah, it badly does. You see the home road record for Denver in basketball over the past 10 years. It's incredible,
Oh, yeah.
and I
Don't go
don't
play
get it.
Mile High.
Yeah, I don't get it, but it really impacts the Broncos, and so I think they should be in a good position.
Yeah, I think they get in as like a third wild card or something.
So again, what are we doing? So Bills will get in, Chiefs will get in, the North, the Ravens,
Ravens, yeah. Texans.
and the Texans. So then you've got what? The Bengals, the Steelers, the Broncos, the Chargers.
Tight.
Patriots, maybe, depending on what
I'm
you
going to throw
think
the
about
Titans into this
Vrabel,
mix as well.
Titans,
What? Why?
I think the Titans are going to be good
AFC
this year.
South, aren't it,
Titans
as well.
suck.
Do.
Chargers.
I think the Steelers finally drop off a bit.
I think they do as well. And I will laugh if Aaron Rodgers is the reason it happens.
Think Aaron Rodgers is definitely the reason it happens.
So your three will probably be the Broncos, the Bengals, Broncos, Chargers, maybe. Yeah, I
Yeah,
could see that.
I could
That
definitely see
makes
that.
sense to me.
Yeah. But the Broncos, I think, are definitely going to be in the mix as a wild card team.
I mean, who's the Jets? Obviously, the Jets,
There we go.
obviously.
JETS.
Suck,
Jets,
suck,
Jets,
suck.
Jets. Well,
Do you know what it stands for, Jets?
I
Just end the suffering.
saw
They
a
never
great,
do.
you know, the meme where it says, "Why are you giving me your toughest challenge?" It's the guy talking to Jesus, or a great one. It was a Chargers fan saying, "Why are you giving to me the toughest challenge?" And it's Jesus turning to him and go, "Because I fucking hate you."
Yeah.
Made me laugh.
It's even the it's the have you seen Ted Lasso? The Jets are even made fun of in that.
They
We're
are.
the goddamn Jets. Yeah, we suck.
Well, you know, so did my team, so it's fine.
Do you know who doesn't suck though?
Who doesn't
That's
suck?
meant to be a segue. I was trying
No,
to
I'm gonna
set
let
you
you
up
do
for a
it. You go
segue.
for it. You go for it. You talk
I've
about
not
your
got the
one.
list of next teams.
I'll tell you who doesn't suck. Joe Burrow doesn't suck. That's who. Oh
Joe, you can suck anytime you want, son.
my God.
Should have seen that coming.
I'm pretty certain it
Yeah.
would be the other way around. But
Probably. Joe will be coming.
oh my God. With a
We're
Jamar
going to edit
chaser.
this.
Oh. know how we
Two
follow that
things for
on.
the Bengals.
Yeah.
Two things for the Bengals.
Okay.
One, can the defense stop molasses in December? Can they do
Joe.
anything?
I mean,
Two,
it might be better this year.
can they please stop waiting till week five before they remember that the NFL
No.
season started?
No.
Please. Have you
No,
got them in
I've
the first
watched
4 weeks?
that offensive line in the preseason.
No, the league needs a
No.
Bengals handicap. That's fine.
It was like when we're playing Joe Burrow in the preseason because we need to start fast. And just I'm just sprinting away from everybody.
It was one
It's
of the
funny.
worst plays.
Like one, Burrow needs to just throw it away, right? What you're doing is preseason. Like just throw it away. But two, it's the O line literally just one of the guys just stands there and watches the guy run by him. It's like the penguins in Madagascar just smiling away because he runs
By
by him.
the way, boys,
Aye. But if you're with Joe Burrow and Jamar Chase, you're in it every single game.
Oh, yeah, there's always the chance that
There's always a chance, and I've got them really high. I think this is the year they break through. I've got Joe Burrow winning MVP.
Oh,
I've got Jamar Chase winning Offensive Player of the Year.
love it.
And I actually have them winning the division. I know we said Ravens a
Really?
second ago because I think that's most people's opinion.
Yeah.
Yeah,
No, I understand. Yeah.
Yeah.
but I think Joe Burrow's one of those guys. Not saying he has this because people take when you say stuff he's like this that means oh you're saying he's good. No, that's not what I'm saying. But it's that kind of Tom Brady attitude where it's like he almost needs a chip on his shoulder,
Yeah.
and I think he'll have it after last year. Because as much as he was excellent, I think he'll blame himself for the poor start. Because the poor start wasn't on the defense. They lost to the Patriots scoring like 12 points. And that kept them out of the playoffs. They will not allow that to happen again this year. I just can't see it. And if they do, Zach Taylor's gone. Because
Yeah.
you can't waste what you've got there. And I actually think the players really like Zach Taylor. And I think it's going to be a galvanizing thing. And they might need to score 45 a game.
Yeah,
But I think they will.
that's
I think they
just.
will. I think they're going to go off.
I'm feeling a little better about their defense. I'm not feeling a lot better about their defense.
Are you feeling like you did last year, Dan? The defense was coming around.
I still think that was a possibility, by the way. I still think Luanarumo is a decent defensive coordinator.
And I still believe in Johnny Manziel.
Okay, I don't believe in Johnny Manziel, I'll be honest. But I do think okay, I think their defense will be better than last year. How
Well,
much better, I'm not
they at
sure.
least did something smart. They brought Trey Hendrickson. Hey, yeah, Trey Hendrickson back.
Yeah, admittedly, that's not an
After
improvement. That's just bringing the same guy back. But
no,
they
but
really did
it could have
faff
been
about.
really bad if you
Yeah.
didn't bring him back.
What I will say is they need to start fast this year. Right, I think we all know that.
Yeah.
And they really need to start fast because they've obviously got a tough schedule because of the division they play in and they've drawn the NFC North.
Yeah.
Right, it's going to be tough. But they get the Browns and Jags to start the season.
Nice.
Yeah, don't
So
fuck that up.
that's what I'm saying. You can't afford to slip up and
Yeah.
do, because everyone thought that with the Patriots last year. Oh, they're slow starters, but even slow starting, they'll still beat the Patriots, which I thought process last year. Now, what I will say is last year was a bit different. Every other year, Burrow's not did pre-season or he's been coming back for injury.
Yeah.
And I think they probably wrote a lot of their slow starts down to that.
Yeah.
And last year was the first year that they just no excuses. They just started terribly. So I think this year will be different because they'll probably realise, right, okay, it turns out it wasn't just injuries and whatnot. We are starting slow. Let's do something different. And I think if they can start fast with the Browns, Jags, they then get the Vikings and the Broncos. Tough games, but if you're starting well, they're two games. Like if you've got Burrow against McCarthy. And Burrow against Knicks, you're banking on winning those two games, and suddenly you're off to the races.
I'll also say this: they're playing the Vikings when Jordan Addison's probably still out as well.
Yeah,
which
so
I
they
think
need
is
to take
huge.
Advantage of those things, so they can't afford to start slow because their schedule is tough at the end. But I think they will.
Yeah,
I think they'll learn their lessons.
I'd like to think they will. I'm curious, but I'd like to think they will. I also think Zach Taylor's under enough pressure to go, oh shit, I need to do something as well.
Yeah. I hope that here's my hot take. My favourite son is going to follow in my second favourite son's footsteps and win a Super Bowl with a team that didn't draft him. He's going to do a Matt Stafford in 3, 4 years' time.
You reckon?
They both went to franchises that had no interest in winning.
Yeah.
And the Lions seem to have figured out after he's left. But the Bengals, I
Yes.
don't think, well, they're too cheap.
They wind me up so much.
They're based in Cincinnati, Ohio, and still don't have an indoor training facility.
Yeah.
Like, what are we doing here?
It's insane. The whole thing is
Like,
insane in general.
so I think that will happen long term, but I think they'll get through this year. I think they'll win that division. I'm envisioning quite a big drop off with the Ravens this year.
Interesting. I'm not. I think the Ravens are going to be very, very good this year. So, but yeah,
I think the age is going to hit Derrick Henry like a ton of bricks.
I think when it does, it will, and it's definitely possible it will be this year.
Nobody knows that because he could go for 2,000 yards, but if
Yeah.
you're doing a prediction thing, at some point you need to predict it's going to happen.
Honestly, I think they can lean on the likes of Keaton Mitchell, though, anyway. It's not the same thing, but still.
We'll see.
Yeah, definitely. We shall see. In regards to the Bengals, anything else you want to talk about? Like, I think the offensive line's a little better. Their receivers are obviously amazing. I quite like their running backs. I like Chase Brown. I like Gesicki at tight end as well. And obviously, we need Shamar Stewart to do something this year.
Yeah.
Doesn't have to be too much, but something.
Like I said, I think the two main things is start quicker and have any form of an offensive line.
Yeah, agreed. Any more for any more?
No. Yeah, we're good. Yes.
Next up, then, is the Rams, who
From my
depends on
first
their.
favourite son to my second.
I did. This is a hell of a run for you. Biggest question for the Rams surely centers around whether
Matthew
Matt
Stafford's
Stafford's going to play.
spine.
Yeah.
They're saying currently he's going to be good to go. Is that right?
I believe so.
Yeah. Yeah.
But he's been describing it as it's a good situation. Matt Stafford was walking through practice. Is that a good situation?
Yeah, we gave him an epidural and he started walking again. So, we're all good.
It doesn't sound like, because like everything else around this team is like lightning. Like, I think getting rid of Cooper Kupp and replacing him with Devontae Adams is a hell of a move. And I think Devontae Adams is the kind of guy that can make Puka Nacua incredibly relevant.
Yeah, because they're different.
Yeah.
Unlike, I think Puka and Cooper were almost too similar.
100%.
The problem Devontae is going to have, or Puka is going to have, is we know what Stafford does. You
Yeah.
get that much arm talent that he will look at his best guy and he'll trust he can fit it in there, and more often than not, he does.
Yeah.
Which means your second option ain't getting much. Which. If your first option is Devontae, I think that's okay. I don't think Adams takes not getting the ball very often well, which could prove problematic.
Yeah, especially when Jimmy Garoppolo is going to be the quarterback as well. If this is play.
No, but
They have
I think
history.
but I think Jimmy Garoppolo is different because Jimmy G will pass to the open guy.
Oh yeah, Jimmy
Normally
G will
that
pass to everybody, he just won't pass very far.
Whereas Stafford, I think if Stafford decides that Puka's his guy, Devontae's going to be lucky to get 800 yards.
You reckon?
Matthew Stafford
You
does
know he
love
does.
staring down a receiver.
He's got better at it. But like,
Yes,
because he's not
yes.
Calvin Johnson anymore, he was kind of
Yeah.
cut. It's kind of, but it's like, it's why two of the top, I think it's two of the top three receiving seasons ever, Matt Stafford was a quarterback. It's not just because, although they are excellent receivers, it's because Matt Stafford's quite happy. I don't care if you're covered, but I trust myself squeezing that ball in there.
Yeah.
And if he does that to Puka and Devontae's not getting touches, I don't think Devontae will be happy. He's not shown to be the sort of guy that will take that well.
No.
But back injuries are problematic, like, especially for someone like Stafford. Like, it's a whip action. He's also very, like, Aaron Rodgers was talking about it. He said everyone talks about the best arm talent in the league. He was like, the one guy he would watch warm up is Matt Stafford. They would go out and watch because he would throw stupid angles before Mahomes was throwing stupid angles. He was just doing it in Detroit for a team that was losing, so nobody ever seen it. But if you're trying that with a bad back, I can't imagine that ending well.
No. Very true.
I don't know. Is it just going to be cortisone down his nut for a year? I
Like, I
don't know.
wonder if, like, I mean, I know his field of vision is going to be massively affected. So
Yeah,
when
because you
going through
can't
his reads,
turn.
if he's like, yeah, he can't turn, exactly, yeah.
You have to do the Batman turn.
Yeah, exactly, yeah. That's not ideal, really, is it? So I think a lot of this season depends on whether Matt Stafford's going to be Matt Stafford. That would be my guess.
How close does he need to be to prime Matt Stafford for them to compete, do you think? Because he's not prime. Even if he's fully healthy, he's still 38 or whatever. He's not going to be prime Matt Stafford.
He can
Because
be
Kareem was
close
excellent.
if he can be close to how good he was last season. I'm not saying as good because he had a really, really good year last year. If he could be at least fairly close to that would be enough because the team is very talented on both sides of the ball. So as long as he can be in that kind of direction, yes.
Just quickly on their defense, though. It is an all like 2021 amazing secondary right here that's all dropped off since then a bit, to be honest with you. I like Cam Curl, like Hitchens, but like Arkella Witherspoon and Darius Williams don't fill me with confidence. Just saying. That's a concern. But I mean, ultimately, and Puna Ford was a hell of a pickup. The defense looks really good up front. Ultimately, none of this matters if Matt Stafford doesn't play.
You don't trust Jimmy G to take them
I
to the promised land.
I trust Jimmy G to maybe get them to 9-8.
Team Davante Adams on this
Maybe.
one here.
So it's what I will say is with the agent thing, it's worked for them in the past. I don't think McVay really cares about being there long term or not. He's obviously
Nope.
flirted with retirement on TV quite a few times. I think they've basically went, Stafford's got a year left. I think unless Stafford gets injured and they're picking top of the draft and get Arch Manning or Garrett Nussman, whoever you think is going to be QB1, I think there's a chance that McVay walks when Stafford walks.
I could see that. I was
So they're
surprised he
kind of
didn't do it
just went,
when Donald went,
yeah. But
to be honest.
it's an offensive guy, and they just, if they've got a quarterback, they believe they can fix everything.
True.
So I think they've kind of went, let's just go all in while we've got a chance, and if we need to be crap for 4 years after it, we'll deal with it.
How are we feeling they're going to do then? Because I still kind of have, well, I think they're the best team in the NFC West. So I think they probably still make the playoffs.
And the
Yes.
NFC West is a good division. But I think it's three, I think it's a below average team in the Cardinals, two average to good teams, and then one good team. And I think the Rams are the only team that's definitively good. Unless Matt Stafford's 95% of his prime, I don't think the challenge really any further than that. Maybe a playoff game, maybe two. But I don't see them making or winning the Super Bowl unless Stafford goes full Stafford.
Yeah. Equally, I think they've got to do what they've been doing. I think they've got to give it a go. But yeah, I also agree.
Yeah.
Last team of tonight, then. Try and wrap this one up quickly, although there's a lot to talk about. Washington Commanders.
My third son.
Your third son, indeed.
Thank God they got Terry.
Yeah.
Signed up. Thank God.
Yeah.
Because what was the point if they never?
It could have been a disaster.
It could have been. The only thing that concerns me about them is the reek of the Texans of 12 months ago.
Yes.
Yeah.
Like the every step they make feels like that. Like down to the questionable
season.
Offensive line. Yeah.
Best rookie season of all time.
Head and issue receivers coming back, but good Lord, it's not like what it used to be, that's for sure.
And everyone expects because the quarterback was that good last year, he's going to take a jump. And oh my God, if he takes a jump, what will they, et cetera, et cetera, et cetera. I don't think he can be much better than he was last year.
I think that's impossible.
Like, I think even if he is a better player, they got lucky a few times last year that added numbers on his stats and wins.
Yeah.
Like, they play against your own team. Sorry to bring it up. But I think they had like five go-ahead touchdowns with less than 30 seconds to go. Right?
Yeah.
Now, apart from the Bears one, which was full luck, there is a skill to winning close games.
Yeah, agreed.
There is an element of luck to it sometimes as well.
Yeah.
I don't know which one it was. I think it was skill because when you watched it, a lot of the time he just seemed in control of the offense. He seemed in control of the situation.
He looked so smooth.
Yeah. But another year with actual tape on him playing in an NFL game, defenses usually adjust to that. I can't see him being any better. And I don't know if they've made enough improvements elsewhere that him being the same as last year makes them a better team than what they did last year.
My concern is every move they made came with another move away.
Yeah, they've stayed pretty much consistent.
Yeah.
And which isn't a bad thing because they had a very good season last year. And I don't know if what they're basically doing is let's wait till the Eagles age out before we go all in.
I don't love Von Miller as a starting edge rusher.
No.
No, not at his advanced age, no.
But he did it with your boy, name's gone.
Bobby Wagner.
Bobby Wagner. Not at edge, but I thought he was done.
Bobby Wagner will never be done.
I thought he was done, and he went for 100 freaking 2,500 tackles last year. Like, so I don't know. It's
they basically
funneled
everything towards him.
Yeah,
as far as I could tell, he's the best tackler. Let's just aim the entire. Just look. There's this big thing up the middle, run up there. Oh, Bobby Wagner's in it. Oh, that's a mistake.
So I don't know if they're just going to be smart scheming that even if you start and it's almost like situational, keep the ball away from them until it's time to go for it. I don't know. They seem to really know what they're doing with older players.
Yeah.
But I don't think they're any better than last year.
I think it's just constant sideways moves. Then that's what they've done. And as a result, I don't think they've got any better now. I think that is a problem. Which is interesting.
The one good thing is that division wise, they'll get smacked around by the Eagles, but that's the same for pretty much everybody. But the Cowboys just got a lot worse. And, the Giants, suck.
Yeah.
Can I ask you a question on that? Kicked around by the Eagles.
Yeah.
Are we overrating the Eagles?
Little bit. Possibly.
Because I don't think at any point last year I thought they were a juggernaut until they went through the playoffs. And it was really only the Chiefs game that looked like a juggernaut. Matt Stafford had the ball at the 30-yard line to take the lead and knock them out of the playoffs. And if he does that, I think if the weather's a bit better, he might have done that. I think we end up being torrential weather at the time. But if he completes one pass and they win that game, is Sirianni even still there? Like the hot seat was getting massive. I'm like, yes, what they did through, especially in the Super Bowl, right, was incredible. I did not see that coming. All the credit in the world. But are we retroactively remembering what the full season was like? Like Sirianni was gone like four times last year.
Yeah, there was that. There was AJ Brown criticizing Jalen Hurts.
There
It was
was the
mental.
defense of who was it? The D lineman went on Philly Radio and said that Jalen Hurts and AJ Brown don't talk to each other anymore. They've completely like on Philly Radio. Like it was wild, right? And none of that matters. You won the Super Bowl, but I don't think that stuff magically is healed either.
No, I agree.
And I think it's fine when you're winning, you can look through it. But if they have a couple of bad games in a row, it's the sort of thing that can tumble a bit. So I don't know
If you're winning, that it builds character and you manage to get through it
if
because of those moments, yeah.
we're I don't know if we're over. So I don't know if they will get steamrolled by the Eagles. But that's maybe a conversation when we're talking about the Eagles. But just when you mentioned it, I'm like, I don't think the Eagles are going to be the dominant force a lot of people are saying.
I think it's possible, but yeah, and I equally think that about Washington. I think last year was, I don't think they're going to be bad. I don't think they're going to be
No,
Texans bad.
no, no. I don't
I
think they're
don't think
going
they're
to
going to be as
fall
good.
off that
Not going to be so
much.
bad they make the playoffs
I mean, maybe,
and
definitely,
win
maybe, yeah, definitely, it's possible. This is,
I think they've just kind of stagnated.
yeah.
But
Yeah,
that
they.
sounds more negative than it is because they had a very good season. And if you'd said before last year that going into this year they'd win 10 games in a playoff game,
Yeah.
like
You'd be over the moon.
just because they were ahead of schedule last year, I think suddenly everyone expects them to be. But a step back isn't the worst thing, considering how
Was
far ahead
about
of
to
schedule
say,
they probably were.
I think a drop off isn't the end of the world here. I think they'd get better anyway.
When
You
the
could always
Niners
do.
drop off, it is the end of the world because they're all in. When you've got a
They're
set in your
all old.
quarterback,
Yeah.
when you've got a set in your quarterback, you've kind of got a bit more runway.
Yeah. And that's like, yeah, you lose a few of these old guys, and then bring in some youngsters, basically, would be what you do.
But they're desperate to win right now, so because they've got the quarterback that's not taking up a ton of space on their contract. So, yeah, right. The last eight will be coming up very soon. This is 16-9. We are done. If you want to contact us, hit us up on Twitter. It's just at Gridiron Gents, and on Blue Sky, it is. God, what's it called?
Gents, blue sky dot
GridironGents.bsky.social.
social.
Yeah, there you go. And then come join the Discord. It's the pinned tweet on both those places. Enjoy the college football this weekend. It looks to be awesome. And then we'll be back in a few days' time. Thank you, Will. Will, good Lord. No, Will. Thank you,
Different bald
Phil.
guy.
Thank you, Josh.
Oh, yeah. Thanks for
Back
having us.
very soon. And goodbye.
Go Tigers.